Dead Man's Flats. Better cell phone coverage could be arriving soon to Dead Man's Flats due to a proposed TELUS telecommunications tower to be located along Limestone Valley Road. Representatives from TELUS met with the MD of Bighorn's Municipal Planning Commission, who approved the administration recommendation to approve the tower in the hamlet that will provide continuous wireless coverage and added cellular capacity to the surrounding area after network deficiencies were first found in 2017. The commission received 47 letters, with 41 expressing concerns, 5 in support and 1 being neutral. The biggest concern was the structure type, with the original tower being a lattice design with antennas mounted in a flower formation. Based on public feedback, a monopole structure was proposed. A discussion on using a tree design, similar to the one by the A&W in Canmore across from Elevation Place along Railway Avenue, was raised by Cown. Jen Smith. We have had quite a bit of trouble with the tree, said Dan Johnson with TELUS. The needles have a hard time staying on. The tree has been a real issue. Canmore is our only tree at this time and we are still figuring out how to do it best. Smith then asked about lights on the tower, specifically, why do you not have to have aeronautical lights on it? She was told that Transport Canada looks at lights on towers on a case-by-case basis and felt there was no need for this tower. The tower will consist of a 38-meter-tall telecommunications tower, along with a small structure on a 12-meter-by-12-meter fenced compound. The site was chosen based on expected usage patterns of wireless service, local terrain, interaction with radio base stations and line-of-sight requirements. While the monopole design was proposed, several residents still expressed concerns over its design and the impact on property values in the area. In regards to the visual concerns, were the concerns aesthetic or were they that the tower was blocking or interrupting views? Said Cown. Alice James. She was told it was mostly aesthetic concerns with the lattice structure design having an impact on the viewsht. The monopole design is intended to minimize the footprint of the structure and the viewsht, and is the tiniest structure that can be installed for that purpose. Regarding the impact on bird populations, Johnson said the facility must comply with the Canadian Environmental Assessment Act and TELUS was willing to provide access for studies to be conducted.